What did you do with your rocks? Did you put them to any use?
For foundation in houses, or you can take, for instance, you was going to build a new house and dig a trench, you know, for your footing. You use lots of rock. You can't make too many in the solid wood. A lot of rock. You can just pile up rock in there, and then some cement, and then you have got a foundation.
Did you do anything other than from the field? Did you?
Well, as a rule, when we'd haul them off from the field, we'd just haul them off somewhere where there'd be a little draw or something that would make a rock dam across, you see. And that way it'd kind of hold the water. Any dirt from washing the clear on away, it'd hold it there, you see.
When you were a boy, how'd you get your water from the well?
Well, now, all of our well, when I was a boy, every well, practically everyone, was what they call a dug well. That'd be a well 3-4 foot across, you know, and then they'd have two buckets, a pour up here about 6 or 8 foot high, you know, and a rope, and a bucket on each end of that rope, and one went down while the other would come up full of water. And the springs, a lot of people got their water out of the springs. I don't remember when I did see the first drilled well, but the way I remember it, there wasn't any drilled wells when I was just a young boy. I don't remember.
What did you milk into?
Oh, we just milk in buckets and take it in and then strain it in crocks and get the cream off of it and feed the milk to the pigs. We didn't take no cows away from the cows.
And after your mother, when you finished eating, did your mother scrape the plates in anything?
Well, you mean scrape them in some kind of another container of some kind? Yes. And what we'd call the scraps, you know, and one thing or another, and then we'll feed that to our dogs.
Did she have a bucket for
slop?
Yeah.
Yes, that she put her dishwater in, and we go give that to the dog maybe the next day, you know, or something.
What'd you call that?
The slop bucket. Yeah, that's right.
What utensils did your mother use when she cooked?
Well, she just had the one she cooked. She made her own biscuits. She made her own cornbread, and we just had a common wood stove. I can remember when we finally got one, had what they call a reservoir on it. You know, that is a warming closet up over, keep stuff warm. And at first we didn't have that. Yeah, I remember that mighty well.
Well, what'd she fry the eggs in?
Well, I think just one of these old-fashioned, we call them skillets. Old-fashioned, maybe cast, you know. Yeah, I remember now.
How about boiling potatoes and things like that?
What we call the pea getter, you know, they'd have to heat water in, and lots of times to boil eggs in there, you know.
Did she have a great big old black
kettle you're talking about? Yeah, that we'd put out on the outside and heat water. Oh yes, yeah. We sometimes, there's some of the people had those that swung on a kind of a chain over the fireplace and cook a lot of stuff that way, see? But I don't remember whether we did have that or not, but some of them did, I know.
Do your mother have anything special for stirring in that great big old...
Oh yeah, she had a regular paddle made out of red cedar. And she'd put that away when she'd get to make apple butter, you know, and we usually had a lot of apples in, and they'd make apple butter in the fall and stir it with that paddle, and then she'd put that away and use it next year.